Reclaiming the thousands of abandoned coal mines around the country is a huge job. States are working to fill in and clean up many of these mines. Some projections say it could take 50 years and cost billions of dollars. But unless Congress acts today, the authority to collect the tax on coal used to pay for that cleanup work will expire. Some people are afraid the work will never get done. Dan Hyman has the details.
Most of the small town of Thomas in the northeast part of West Virginia sits over long abandoned coal mines. On some streets, most buildings have cracks in the walls and foundations from subsidence, and holes appear in the yards for what seemed to be no reason.
You can see the holes. This was a terrible hole right here. It just, out of the ground started falling in. This was all washed out. That's why you can't plant flowers.
82-year-old Mary Elizabeth Gianantonio says water has started eroding the hillside out from under her immaculate home. She's lived here for more than 20 years, but she says now her insurance has been canceled while her front porch has started pulling away from the house. Officials have spent $2 million over the last 5 years shoring up buildings in Thomas, but Gianantonio is worried.
I worked all my life for this home, and that's it. You don't have nothing. I'm on low income right now. It's awful. Winter, I hate to see winter come if they don't fix it.
According to the Federal Office of Surface Mining, one-third of West Virginians live within a mile of a dangerous abandoned mine site. That agency collects a tax of 15 to 35 cents on each ton of coal now produced. But the levy to fund cleanup work is on the verge of expiring. West Virginia Congressman Nick Rahal says the sticking point keeping Congress from reauthorizing the tax has to do with another part of the same program, health care for some coal miners.
I'm not abandoning my bottom line, which is as we reclaim abandoned coal mines, we must not abandon the retired coal miner.
The interest earned on the money collected helps pay medical costs for what are called orphan miners. These are people who worked for coal companies that no longer exist and don't pay retiree benefits. But the Orphan Miners Medical Fund is in trouble. Rahal and the White House both have reauthorization bills stuck in committee that would transfer money to the Orphan Miners Fund. But Rahal's puts in much more. According to the White House, Rahal's proposal goes too far from the original purpose of the tax. Jeff Jarrett is the director of the Office of Surface Mining.
While we hope Congress will look at those health care programs and do the right thing, it's my job to protect the Abandoned Mine Land Program and to make sure that the resources that the states need to abate the most dangerous abandoned mine lands is not being depleted by other needs.
Another issue has been which states are to get the bulk of reclamation funds, the ones that produce more coal or the ones that have more abandoned mine sites. But according to Rahal, that's no longer the holdup. He says what's really going on is that some in the coal industry, members of the National Mining Association, are quietly trying to kill the tax.
Do you get the feeling that people are trying to end this program?
Yes. Yes. There are some individuals within that association who'd like to see that happen, yes.
The White House and the trade group insist that's not the case. Carol Ralston is a spokesperson for the National Mining Association. She says much of the money in the program is being wasted, but they are not opposed to a tax to clean up the abandoned mine sites that legitimately need it.
We want to make sure that the priority sites are cleaned up and reclaimed, but right now there are a lot of claims on the fund for various other programs.
Faced with a September 30th deadline, West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd has proposed continuing the current authorization for another 9 months to give the two sides more time to reach some agreement. For NPR News, I'm Dan Hyman in Elkins, West Virginia.